Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Nerds and DJ Nerds and Mike.
All right, man. Well, DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. You already know what it is, man. Sitting here, shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now from all over the world real quick. But before we begin, because I'm going to talk about this in a few seconds. Let me go ahead and play this joint real quick. You know what I'm saying? The Erykah Badu Hotline Bling. Right here on Nothing Nice Radio real quick for you, man. Let's get it.
Call me on my cell, you dirty device.
Nice, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Right here, just chilling, man. Nothing nice. Ready, waiting for Do or Die to get on. But in the meantime, between times, just going to get a shout-out to everybody, man, from all over the world, MP3 WAC, of course. Shout-out to you. My Periscope's not working right now. I got some little technical difficulties. Shout-out to BlazeTracks.com. Shout-out to Good Time Cigarillos. Good Time Cigarillos. Major shout-out to you guys for the sponsorship. If you guys want to be able to... there we go. My Periscope's popping up now. Periscope finally working. So, you know, if you're tuning in right now, wherever you're tuning in, make sure you go to Periscope and follow me. You know, we're here. We live. I see people checking in right now. But going back to what I was saying, man, shout out to Good Times Cigarillos. Make sure you follow them. Good Times every time. And for all of those of you who don't know, what it is right here. Also, shout out to Soul Republic. Soul Republic. The headphones will be coming out real soon. Definitely, coming out soon right here, man. Soul Republic is right here. So make sure you check us out, man. Make sure you check me out. You know what I'm saying? He's about to call in a few minutes. All right, that's my PR clocking right there, Miss Liz. I see you right there. If you're on Periscope, these are the headphones. They're coming out soon. You know, Schoolboy Ones. Shout out to everybody who is definitely getting their education on, I like to say. Getting their education on. But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ, nothing nice. BNC Music Group, DB. D&D and C, LLC, shout out to you over there in California. Everybody who's just doing good, man. You know, so if you're not doing good, man, hang on to some positive people, and hopefully you'll be doing good. You know what I mean? So you are who you hang around. That's what I like to say. You are who you hang around. But real quick, before he checks in right now, oh, that's him right there. Let's see what he got going on real quick. Hello?
Yo, okay. Yeah.
Hey, AK, hold on 1 second. We're going to get to you in a few seconds, AK, Do or Die, right there. But before we let him do his thing and reintroduce himself to the world, real quick, let's get into this industry news. For some reason, I cannot talk today. I don't know what it is. Make sure you go to mp3wax.com and check out the site, the number one promotional service for major and independent artists. They got all kinds of things on there for you independent artists, man, because basically, they break records, man. So you just definitely want to check them out. Major videos and things like that. But let's get into this industry news real quick. We got Jeezy November 13th dropping another album. Jay-Z Tadal launches drama and comedy TV shows. And then also we have Jeremiah Little Freak Shorty video up there. A lot of few things up there popping off. Fabulous featuring Rich Homie Quan. We good. He's re-releasing the video for his previous single. He's doing that. I just played the Erykah Badu single Hotline Bling. I know a lot of people are tired of it. It's all right. You know, my dad was down here in Orlando, Florida. I'm down here, AK. I'm down here in the Florida, man. Orlando, Florida, you know, sunshine state, man. So he's down here slinging chickens and salads down here at the club. But she has her... actually coming out just sometime this week. The Weeknd, Rihanna perform live at CBS Radio. And on that, man, there's more stuff for you, man, for your artists, because we're definitely getting ready to get into this interview. But before we do that, real quick, man, let's hit that ESPN news real quick. ESPN, worldwide leader in sports. For all you basketball fans out there, you know, I know you basketball fans. You know, I'm a Knicks fan, AK. I don't know what kind of fan you are, man. I don't know who's your team. I'm a Knicks. I'm a Giant, bro. I'm a New York Rangers hockey. So I mean, the list goes on. 7 p.m. Toronto, Orlando versus Orlando. I gotta make it to one of them games. The Lakers versus Brooklyn at 7:30. Philly versus Cleveland at 7:30. Milwaukee versus New York. Miami and Indiana, and Denver and Golden State, and Houston and Sacramento. So those are just some of the those are just some of the basketball games that'll be on. Of course, for your basketball heads, you know, because you know we're in that basketball slash football season. You feel me? But without a doubt, with no further ado, I'd like to introduce everybody to Mr. AK, man. What's going on with you, man?
What's going on, fam? How you feel?
Man, that's me, man. Another day in paradise, my brother. So, if you can, man, just introduce yourself. Yeah, you just introduce yourself to the world real quick, sir.
Oh, no doubt. It's AK from Do or Die, man. The whole Do or Die family, represent the whole Do or Die family. You know, we came with the first single, Do You Want to Ride, which was a platinum single. Signed a deal with Rap-A-Lot Records, Jay Prince, much respect. And, you know, it's been known ever since. Now we just came back 2015, did a joint with Rick Ross, which is called Love in the Sky. It's crazy right now. We just finished up the video. We went out to his house to do it.
Okay, that's what's up, that's what's up. And for my listeners, can you just let them know where you're located at right about now?
Oh, Chicago, Chi-Town.
Chi-Town. Chi-Town, man. What's the degrees up there right now, man? What's the weather there?
Right now in Chicago, it's 55 degrees.
Woo, woo. No, man. I'm going to tell you right now, man, I do not miss – I'm about to lie because I'm about to say I do not miss that weather. But me being originally from Buffalo, New York, I definitely miss the cold, but I'll be up in B-Low later on. So, Chi-Town. Let me ask you this. Like, obviously, you're a Chicago fan, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know, the Bulls and everything like that. Obviously, you're a Bears fan. Obviously, you know, if I'm wrong, man, let me know. Because, you know, I can be wrong, you know. I'm from Buffalo, New York, but I'm a Giants fan until they, you know, get past the 4 or 5 wins for the playoffs. So, you know, what's your opinion, man? And you know, just let's about you on the sports level. But we're gonna talk about a couple of things. You feel me? So who you feel go win the finals? Who you think go ahead and elaborate on that real quick, sir.
Well, you know the Bears ain't going, so we are gonna get that out the way. As far as with Derrick, no, right now, Derrick looked good yesterday. He just got to get back in the groove of things, you know. As far as the Bulls, they got a great team, and it's depth. They got depth to it. But you know, with the Bulls, you know, they just got to get it together. And only, you know, a lot of people that they got to get past is Oklahoma and LeBron and James Cleveland. They got to get past those guys.
Right. Okay, then. That's what's up. So let me ask you this. You think Golden State's gonna take it again, or?
Man, I got two teams I give it to. I give it to Golden State, and I give it to San Antonio.
Okay. Yeah, I know they got that. What's that guy got over there now?
I forgot the cat name, but they got him over there. He ain't playing no games.
He definitely not playing no games. All right. Hold on one second. I got my PR check on right quick. He usually checks in one time for me, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of different questions, too. Miss Lynn, definitely check on quick. Then we're going to get right back to you. Hold on one second. Miss Liz, what's up? Liz, is that you? Hello? Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty. We're going to keep it moving anyway. So, let me see this. On the music scene, I got to ask you this, man. You've been in the game. You've seen a lot of different things. So I got to ask you this. What do you see is, if any, problems in the industry, you know what I mean, as far as music? Because, you know, bro, you've been in the game for a long time. You know what I'm saying? You've seen a lot of people come and go, groups come and go. So what keeps the whole, you know what I'm saying, Do or Die family together, man, and keep doing their thing?
I think the first thing to keep a team together is God. You know, you go God first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The second thing is being able to work through all the obstacles and things of that nature, and being able to go through the bad deals that's been dealt out and things of that nature too. So, you know, the thing is to make great music too. You know, so when you get through the obstacles and making great music and keeping God first for direction, you know what I'm saying? I don't think nothing can stop you.
That's What's up? That's definitely what's up. So let me ask you this. You know, my mom, she always called me the devil's advocate. So I gotta do some other stuff. So what are some of your pet peeves, man? When an artist comes at you trying to, you know, get a feature, or you know he or she wants to do, you know, work with you or try to follow in your footsteps. What's some of your pet peeves that they, you know, shouldn't do when they come at you or try to get a hold of you, or you know, seeing you streets or whatever, or trying to shake your hand or take pictures or whatever?
Well, I mean, really just to have everything in order. Like if you want me to do a song, you know, have it on a drive or have it on whatever you want to have it on, and say this is what I want to do, and make sure it's all business. It's 1, 2, 3 in the line. You know, some people come through, they'll come to you and they fumbling and trying to figure out what they want to do and what they want out of it. But in respect, they don't get it. They don't get that you're super busy. So they'll be like, well, I want to do X, Y, and Z, and they fumbling all over the place instead of having everything together coming straight to you with it.
Okay, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So let me down here in Orlando, Florida, man, there's a lot of a lot of different filmmakers and a lot of different music people, producers, filmmakers, everything, man. What would be your or your company, or you know, what would you suggest? What avenues or channels would they have to go to do that?
You was going in and out on the last part.
Okay, hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay. What I was saying is, there's a lot of students that's here in Orlando, Florida. You know, as far as, I mean, all kinds of students, especially the school I attend to, because I attend Full Sail University. And if they want to do some type of internship for you, or you know, just try to follow your footsteps as far as working with you, what would you suggest that they do? How would you suggest the direction they go? Should they just go through all the kinds of recording schools, or should they just go to all events and slang CDs or slang business cards, or what do you think would be effective these days, like this day and age right now?
I think internet makes that all possible. You know, internet makes it all possible. So everything's falling, like if you really want to get in tune with a person, internet makes it possible because you can go straight into their inbox now. So right. It makes everything fall in place.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So I know you said you got the video, you know, from the single. Any other projects you got going on as far as, you know, acting maybe, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I'm saying, starring it? Because, you know, me, I'm going to tell you, bro, I ain't going to lie. You know, I like them scary movies, man. I ain't going to lie. I like them scary movies, man. You possibly see Do It Down the Scary Movie, like, you know, Snoop Dogg did back in the day with the when he, what was that? He was like a vampire or something like that. I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
Is there any type, you know what I'm saying, or action, guest appearances, or what I'm be seeing, though, man, are you going to hit the CSI joint? Like, you know, Ice-T and, you know, Bow Wow. Are you going to do that? You know, y'all have any plans for that, or?
Yeah, actually, the crazy part, Ice Cube being a mentor to me, when he was in Chicago a couple of times, I sat with him and talked, and we was talking about that. So definitely looking forward to in that area. It's just really getting up under someone who understand what they're doing and know what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? He just killed the game with Straight Outta Compton. So with right. that being said, I just really want to cut through the red tape and get it done right, and he's the one to go through if you want to do that. So definitely, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking forward to doing something like that.
Okay. So let me ask you this too also, real quick, man. I have to go to politics too, man. I go politics. So here we go, man. You know, now you know what I'm about to say, more than likely. But Hillary, if you get in there, Donald Trump, who you got and why, and if nobody and why, just, you know what I'm saying, give me a little bit of, you know, reasoning, you know what I'm saying, on a political side. You know, I really don't like to deal with political stuff, but you know, I have to throw that in there too. You know what I'm saying, for those people.
I didn't hear what you
were
saying. He was going in and out.
No. What I'm saying is, on the political side, of the house, I was wondering, do you who are you gonna vote? Gonna vote for? Are you going to vote for Hillary Clinton, or are you going to vote for, you know, Donald Trump?
Well, you know what? I look at it like this. You know, in the political world, it's so political to the point where it makes you don't want to vote for nobody, because the job never gets done, especially when it was, you know, at the beginning of all of it, it was beginning in poor, middle class, and rich. Now they're telling you at the end of when Obama leaves out, it's either you poor or rich. So, you know, I mean, really nobody is really doing their job. They're saying what they're doing, but none of it is coming down to the people that voted. So if it's not coming down, if what they're talking about is not getting to the people who voted, what's your reason to vote? You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. A lot of people say, man, well, people fought for you to vote and things of that nature. I understand that part. But what are the people who voting getting?
Right. That's true. I feel you. Because, you know, my mom always told me, you know, have an A, B, and C, D plan. Well, my Z plan is I have my passport, you know what I'm saying, sitting up in my safe deposit box. So either way, I'm about to go ahead and probably balance for a little bit. You know, that's just me. I don't know about you. That's just me. Even though, you know, you can't run away. Hey, man, I have to be real, man. You know what I'm saying? That's me, man. I'm listen, bro. I was in the military, you know what I mean? Did my little 7.5, 8 years, bro. So, you know, I look at everything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, listen, bro, you're more than welcome to join me over there somewhere, you know, in a nice secluded area, you know what I mean, if you want to.
No doubt, no doubt.
But it is what it is, man. Yeah, man, so if there's anything else you want to, I don't want to keep you too long, man, but if there's anything else you want to, you know, push out or talk about, man, you could do so at the time, promotional stuff, new video. Oh, matter of fact, I got to ask you this, man. Let me ask you this, man. So, because I'm down in the South, man. So I gotta ask you this, man. And I've seen, you know, people dance, and it just popped in my head. So I have to ask this. You know, break dancing. You know, back in the day, you know, pop blocking, everybody doing a jig, everybody. So, is twerking the new dancing now? You know what I'm saying? Is that the official just dance? Just everybody just twerk. You know what I'm saying? If you're a guy, you twerk. Girls, you twerking. Everybody's twerking. You know what I'm saying? Is that what it is now, or is it still some choreography being thrown out there and people really, you know, dancing? That's what I want to know from you. What you see in your area?
In my area, it's footwork. It always been footwork in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I mean, twerking, I don't know what they did with all that, but, you know, they made that. You know, they made that one of the number one dances for me. You know, it was always footwork in Chicago.
Right.
I don't know where the twerking part come from.
I'm just saying because, you know, Chi-Town, y'all got some steppers up there. You know, y'all be getting it in now, clean and everything. So, listen, trust me, I know, you know what I'm saying? You have to, I might have to take a few pain pills, you know, because, you know, get up there when I get up there with y'all, because y'all be getting it, man. And the old heads be getting it, too.
Now, if you're talking about that part right there, you're talking about stepping, then that's a whole different world. Yeah, come on now, put your suit on, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Put your best shoes on, and we in.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, like, when they hit you with that, oh, son, you're too young for this. You need to sit down. I'm like, oh, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll sit down over here. All right. Okay. Just let me know if you need me. That's what I'm on. But, yeah, man, at this time, if there's anything, man, you got as far as promotional stuff you want to put out, man, feel free, you know, booking information, contact information, man. And I really appreciate you being on the show, man. So, and support your hearing, music, man, and y'all movement, man. So, at this time, anything you if you want to push out, promote, go ahead and do it at this time.
Do it, Die Nation 1. Do it, that's Twitter. Do it, Die Nation 1. Facebook. AK of Do It, Die. Instagram. And if they want to book, 312-404-1078. That's 312-404-1078. You can book all day.
All right, man. I really appreciate your time, man. Appreciate you for chilling with us, man. Until the next time, man. Just be safe out there, man. Keep on making that good music, man. I got to come down and get some of y'all food too. But I got to wait till after the because I know it's about to snow, so I have to wait till probably summertime to come up there, though. You know what I'm saying? I got to wait. So it is what it is, man.
No doubt. And I think, and I just want to say this too. I thank y'all very much. you know, for bringing me on, you know what I'm saying? With, you know, without you guys there, you know, artists don't get a chance to say what's really on their mind, and they don't get a chance to put their music out there like that. So I thank you guys very, very much, and God bless.
Well, that's what it was, man. I mean, it's a do or die right here on Nothing Nice Radio, man. You already never know who we're going to have on the show, man. For more information, hit up my PR, man. Hit up my PR, Miss Liz, at L3CEO on the social media. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the AK, Do or Die, the whole family in Chi-Town, man. Shout out to all you artists, mp3wax.com. Make sure you go there. ESPN, Soul Republic, the headphones coming out. I will be in Texas the 13th through the 16th if y'all want to get at me. So, you know, you just follow on social media. That's just like Maggie said, man. Follow me on social media, and then we'll handle it from here. Just don't be throwing no crazy. Listen, man, when you talk to these artists, especially these major artists, man, especially like AK, man, do not be sending no crazy messages to them, man. Please don't. Please be professional. Please. Thank you. It is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice. Nothing Nice Radio, man. Stay consistent. Stay committed. And have communication in everything that you do, man. And we out of here, man. Peace.